And after trailing to begin the game the last two nights out, Lehigh Valley reversed its fortunes here today. First batter of the game, Darnell Sweeney, walks. After him, J.P. Crawford singles. But Nick Williams grounds into a double play. That seemed to quell the early threat until Darren Ruff stepped up.
Runner leads off. Pitch here is swung on and blasted out to right field pretty deep. Going back, Selsky at the track, at the wall. Forget about it. It's out of here. Ruff, a home run to right as he did as a pinch hitter here a couple of nights ago. A two-run bomb. Another hit with a man in scoring position, and it's 2-0 Lehigh Valley. That, my friends, is how Rough Riders roll.
And that was the only runs in this one for a while. Lehigh Valley then silenced by Louisville starter Amir Garrett, who retired the final 17 batters he faced. At one point, Louisville's pitching staff combined retired 20 straight Lehigh Valley batters. Meanwhile, on the other side, David Buchanan has found something of late. In his groove again, 6 1/3 innings of scoreless baseball. Nobody gets on the board again until the top of the 8th inning, when Cedric Hunter reaches on what was originally ruled a single and later ruled an error. After Hunter, Emmanuel Burris steps up.
Hunter leads off. Burris swings and drills one over the leap of the first baseman, Curtis. This one is down the right field line into the right field corner. Hunter can motor. He's at third. Brundy's waving him in. Here's the relay throw to the plate. It is not in time. A bang-bang play, but Hunter slides in safely. An RBI double by the former Louisville bat, Manny Burris. Manny the moocher. Howdy, ho. 3-0 Lehigh Valley.
And Steven Johnson not quite having the same success as the third Louisville pitcher into this game. Couple batters later, J.P. Crawford.
Pitch, and it swung on and served in the shallow left field. That thing's going to fall in a base hit. Burris will score easily. Low holds at third. Another little jam job, a dying quail, but perfectly positioned to left by Crawford. It's his second hit, his first RBI of the game. It's now 4-0 Lehigh Valley, and that'll do it for Steven Johnson.
Steven Johnson, really the only bats pitcher who didn't have any success in this game, because Dion Diaz came in and on the first batter he faces Nick Williams, forces a ground ball double play, second double play that Williams grounds into in this game. That ends the inning, Lehigh Valley adding two more, and Lehigh Valley seizing control with a 4-0 lead. Bottom of the 8th inning, Scott Schebler, who's been lethal all series in Louisville, a solo knock with two outs, making it 4-1. Only answered in the top of the 9th inning by guess who?
The pitch is swung on and there it goes out to left. Back goes Winker at the track, at the wall. Another home run for Ruff in Louisville. For all those of you in the bluegrass state, that is how Ruff Riders roll. His second multiple home run game in Louisville in his career. And he has made it a 5-1 game. And Darren Ruff just continues to own a Louisville Slugger Field.
Now a 4-run lead, no longer a safe situation, so that causes Dave Brundage to turn away from the Louis Garcias and the Michael Marriotts of the world and hand the ball to Dalier Hinojosa to close it out.
Runner leads, and here's the 0-2 pitch and a swing and a missed strike three. Ball game over. And for the first time in the franchise history of the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, 9 years of it, they are 20 games above 500. They take the finale. They take the series. Your final score, 5-1. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly.
61-41 Lehigh Valley's record. They get there in their second try this year to 20 games over. They finish the road trip 6-1 out to the West Division.